This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Weather's going to be perfect all throughout the Carnival weekend, Mardi Gras weekend, whatever you want to call it. I pose my question, religious significance, not even considered. Don't bring that into this, but do you prefer Mardi Gras or Christmas for family fun, food, and festivity, I guess? I forgot what the other one was. Anyway, but people are saying, most people are saying Mardi Gras. Somebody said, I love both. However, I typically think at Christmas, I can't wait till Mardi Gras, but I don't say the opposite. So there you go. What was the song going to commercial? That was Jesse Hill and Oopoopa Doo. I was watching the TV the other night, and they were doing a live report from a parade, and the reporter was talking, and a grand marshal goes walking by in the background, and who should it be? What to my wondering eye should appear but Dr. Corey Hebert is the grand marshal and the crew of music, was it, Doc?
Yes, it was, and it was surprisingly awesome. I'd never been to it. It was just the second year, and it was just a really great, wholesome West Bank parade. It was really nice. It only went on Monday, so it was like we had all the bands and things. So it was great.
But you've ridden in a parade before, certainly.
Yes, I'm in Rex. Yes, I actually happen to enjoy these types of things. I'm also in Zulu. I'm a reveler.
I didn't think you were supposed to say you were in Rex, were you? I thought it was a secret society.
Yeah, I'm not.
You just, but didn't you? What?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. let's talk about, you know, it is. It's that damn dangerous vaccine that affected your brain. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, for the love of God. Let's talk about what's going on with measles, Doc.
Yeah, it's we've had a real big issue here in the last couple of months. And the reason why is because we had an influx of people that are not vaccinated into the state of Texas. Now, where these people came from, some of them came from south of the border, some of them came from other places in the United States that were citizens of the United States. And, you know, measles is a very extremely contagious disease. And so we have an outbreak right now in New Mexico as well as Texas. And for the first time since 2015, someone has died from the measles. And that is something that is it's not appropriate. And the reason why I'm so upset about it is because the information that's being given out right now is just not legitimate. And I was concerned about our leadership when it comes to vaccines, and we all know what I'm talking about. I'm just concerned because once Kennedy was asked about this measles outbreak, he was like, "Oh, this is something that happens every year. It's no big deal." And that's a little bit misleading, because even though we do have measles outbreaks in the United States every year, you know, we have right now on the pace to far outpace the measles outbreaks from the last couple of years. Usually I'm about 200 cases, maybe 250. But we are now very close to that, and no one has died. And by him even saying that part, that, you know, that people, that we do have these outbreaks every year, that is the problem. We are having increases in these outbreaks because people are not vaccinating. And that, it's simple. It's not, you know, it's not rocket science to know that when we got rid of measles, not because we just decided we didn't want measles anymore. You know, we didn't get rid of polio because we decided we didn't want to have polio anymore. We got rid of these things because we have science and we vaccinated and people, you know, don't get these things anymore. But if we do not vaccinate, then this will be worse and worse, and somebody will die, just like someone's kid. They died.
I just want to say a couple of things here about the politics of this. First of all, you know, they got immigration as a concern. They got vaccination as a concern that has turned political, and I get that. But just to hear what Dr. Corey said, maybe they came from across the border, maybe they were here. The point is they were not vaccinated. So if you find yourself in a position where you're politically thinking that you're an anti-vaxxer and you're also anti-immigration, well, then I'm just saying, as far as your thought process goes, you can't blame the people that are coming in for not being vaccinated. You can blame them for coming in because they're illegals and not entering the country the proper way. But if you got to see what you think here, Doc, is what I'm saying. This is where your mind kind of collides and you got to realize what it is that you believe. Right. No, I'm serious. Right. And what you don't.
No, you're right. You're right. It's like, you know, you want something, but then you realize something that you also believe is in direct contradiction. And that's where the brain doesn't really like to live. And what you have to do at that point, what your brain is going to do is pick one. And then you usually pick the one that goes with your ideological beliefs. But like I said, I want people to be very clear that this is not just people coming from in other countries. Because right now, if you look at some zip codes in Los Angeles, California, the vaccination rate for measles and measles, mumps, rubella is like less than 20%. And those are very educated, erudite, rich people. You understand what I'm saying? So this is citizens. These are citizens. This is not something that is just, for people that are coming through to the country through the southern border.
Let me take a
thing, you know, another.
Hang on, Doc. Pick it up there. We come back. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. And for those, you know, that RFK fans or whatever, just Google what happened in Samoa with RFK and his theories, and people died in Samoa as a result of his. Cockamamie ideas that are in direct contradiction with the science of this. We'll pick it up. We come back. 720 traffic now. WWL. Hi, 725. Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Dr. Corey Hebert, associate professor of pediatrics at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. Doc, how long it took you to get your degree and get you certified to practice medicine and all that stuff?
About 127,000 years, actually.
How long did it take?
Total was about 14 years.
You didn't just have to Google something?
Yeah, no, you know, I always tell you, Tom, you know, you can become a doctor right now. All you got to do is sit on your toilet and watch a couple of Facebook videos, and, man, you got your MD. That's how it works. But, you know, I want to give a couple of facts that I just want people to understand.
Yes.
So last year, they had 285 measles cases in the United States, okay? 285 last year, 2024, all right? So as of this year, we've already had at least 135, and that's February. So when our Secretary of Health and Human Services says that, you know, oh, we have outbreaks every year, we are on a pace to far out surpassed that number last year. And then another thing that he said that was not quite right is he said, oh, all those hospitalizations down in Texas, that's mostly for quarantine. And that's 100% untrue, because we never want people in the hospital with measles for quarantine purposes, because measles is so contagious that we want you far away from the hospital as possible. The people that are in the hospital for measles right now is because they're having respiratory difficulty and are very, very ill. So that's something that he said that is just not true. And that's the thing. I don't dislike personally Mr. Kennedy, and I don't dislike the government. I am very supportive. But my thing is, what I am for is truth.
Yep.
And you have to tell the truth. And it doesn't matter what political party you are. But right now, I think that what people are hearing is that they don't want to alarm folks about this measles outbreak. But like I told you, if you have two people in the room in an elevator and they have COVID, and then you get and you're in the room with COVID, you know, I mean, in that elevator, you know, those two people, you know, may get it. But if you're in a room and somebody walks in with measles, if 100 people in the room, I mean, a huge percentage of people are going to get that, are going to get the measles, a huge percentage. And it's so much more contagious than COVID. And we shut this whole world down for COVID. But measles is way more.
And let me jump in. Somebody texted and said, come on, Tommy, let's do like Fauci and Biden did. Let's shut down the country. Damn Democrats. And, you know, it's easy to jump in line and just let somebody else do your thinking. And
ugh, your clothes are too tight. You can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Almased.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not let the facts get in the way of your argument, but that's not what you're saying. And somebody else said, blame the distrust of pharmaceutical companies. Well, where'd that distrust come from? Because you certainly don't distrust the pharmaceutical companies when it comes to getting your, you know, yourself ready to do business downstairs, do you?
Well, this is the biggest argument I have with that argument, right, is the fact that you distrust the pharmaceutical companies when it comes to vaccines. Mm-hmm. But the FDA approves the vaccine. But the FDA also approves the medicine you take when you get sick. So if you think that the FDA is a schizophrenic organization that decides, oh, well, we're going to be distrustful about vaccines, but, oh, we're not going to be distrustful about your hypertension medicine, it's the same pharmaceutical company that makes them both. So you cannot be schizophrenic in your brain when it comes to talking about the distrust of pharmaceutical companies. If you don't believe pharmaceutical companies, don't go to the hospital. Don't take any medicine, and we don't want to hear it.
Doc,
that's not how you feel.
Real quick before we run out of time, if you're vaccinated for measles, do you have to worry or not?
I think regardless of you being vaccinated for anything, there's always a chance that you can get the illness. And I'm always very transparent about that. Mm-hmm. The issue is that your illness will be much, much less, and your symptoms will be much, much less. And the odds are you won't get it at all. But if you are not vaccinated, the odds are you will get the disease and it will be severe. And then you could have some serious complications. And I will tell you just from the MMR, the reason why people need to get it if you're an adult or you're a child is because measles causes subacute sclerosing panencephalitis, which is horrible. And nobody wants that anyway because it's a brain infection. Mumps causes orchitis in boys, which means that if they get it, it goes into their testicles. They cannot have children. And rubella, if you're a woman and you're not immune and you get pregnant, then your baby can get rubella and die in utero. That's why we give that vaccine, measles, mumps, rubella. And that's the reason why it's so important. And anybody that says anything different, they don't know what they're talking about.
Doc,
come on,
you know,
go to school with us for 15 years and you'll be all right.
You know, I'm your biggest fan. Tell me where people can go online and maybe get some facts about this and open their mind a little bit.
Yeah, I'd like to go to the CDC, but you can follow me at Dr. Corey at Corey Hebert, MD, on all of the Twitter, X, and everything else. And I put this kind of information out every day because, like I said, I'm nonpartisan. I make sure that I tell the facts, and the facts speak for themselves.
I'm right there with you, Doc. Take it easy. Have a good Mardi Gras, right?
You too, my friend.
Appreciate
Have a good one.
You too. All right, we'll help you manage your money with Mark Rose when we come back right now. Time for WWL First News. 7:45, quarter till 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Time to help you manage your money with Mark Rose, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. And before we go to him, I would ask you, if you can safely, to go to jeffersonfinancial.org. Right in the middle of the page, you'll see manage your money and plan for our future, plan for your future with our financial calculators. And if you click on that, you'll have access to a subset of 5 calculators, and then within that, maybe 93 or something like that calculators that you can use absolutely free. And Mark Rosa joins us now to tell us more about it. How you doing, Mark?
Happy Friday to you, sir.
Happy Friday to you as well. What are we talking about today?
Yes, sir. Well, you know, Tommy, with all of the rate moves that we've seen over the past couple of years, especially with the inflation is pulling it one way, the Fed is trying to pull it the other way. And in between that has been just some really volatile activity with respect to long-term lending. And if you're borrowing money for a house, that's what I wanted to talk about this morning and reference another article that just came out. Small changes in interest rates when you're borrowing hundreds of thousands of dollars, you and I have talked about this many times, it's meaningful into the payment. So here comes a rate out this week saying rates fell for 6 weeks in a row. And I thought that, you know, it's like it's probably creeping down a little bit off of its 7% high. And sure enough, the 30-year rate averaged 6.76% as of February 22nd. That was yesterday. The lowest rate in 2 months. Freddie Mac is saying that. And it's down from 6.91 as of January 2nd. So I know we were coming off of a 7% rate that toward the end of last year. That's when the Fed was trying to signal how many rate cuts they were going to make, and now it's, you know, that those might be off the table. So that's what gives that volatility in those rates, especially long-term rates. But I'm glad to see that it's kind of leveled off of the idea of what the Fed is going to do this year. They're really putting the pressure on short-term rates, but depending on what they're doing, the rest of the market starts to react to that. It eventually gets to long-term rates. If the rates are too high, like last August toward the fall, a 7 was a typical rate. The year before, they were in the 8s, and it was really just crashing the housing market because that was just a shock. The rates had gone up so far so fast. Pending home sales are reportedly at an all-time low, and it's been because of rates. It's been because of uncertainty. It's been because of inflation, and people are, you know, the money is, you know, you've got to spread that a little bit thinner, and all of those things have led to those home sales reaching a low. They started tracking it since 2001, so it's had its share of the impact to housing. And the article went on to say, well, you know, how much income do you really need to buy a house? And they were referencing 3 different house values. And I wanted something that we talked about a couple of months ago, Tom. We were actually looking at stocks, but we also discussed loans. And it's the multiple. It's like how much money do you need to invest it or buy a home? Well, it's usually a multiple of your annual earnings. And that's where a mortgage loan officer comes to the table. They kind of have that in their mind already, but it works for car loans and those types of things as well. So they were referencing 3 home amounts. One was $250,000, one $400,000, and one at $1 million. And incidentally, you know, the 250s, that's not, you know, the median home price now starts with a 4. Mm-hmm. So that's what people, if they're going out, they're shopping for a house, I mean, don't be surprised if it's 3, 4, and 5. That's what the price of the house would be. So first of all, imagine we start out with the $250,000 home. The article went in to say, well, this presumes that you have a down payment of 20%, 30-year fixed rate mortgage of yesterday's rate of 6.76, and it includes taxes and insurance. Well, the article said you need basically an income of $66,000 to buy that $250,000 house. So if we were doing a little arithmetic there, that's basically 4 times income is the house value. So there's your multiple there. So if anybody's thinking, well, okay, I'm thinking of your own income and how much house could I buy, take your annual income and basically multiply it by 4, and you're in the ballpark. And that keeps that kind of keeps things, keeps a fence around things where somebody is making $50,000, nothing wrong with that, but wants to shop for million-dollar homes. That's not going to make it. That's you know, too much the multiple, too far away. So if you were doing the $400,000 home, a median price home, you basically need $106,000. If you want to call it $100,000, that's, we're not breaking any rules there. So again, $100,000 income to get a $400,000 home, that's another multiple of four. It seems like we're keeping that metric intact. And then lastly, if you, okay, big spender, you want a million-dollar home, well, it's right over $250,000. So again, the multiple of four is intact for this analysis. Tommy, what I've found is, you know, for people to come up with, let's say it's a $400,000 median home, for people to come to the table with 20% cash, you need $80,000 of cash plus any closing cost or any other cost that's in the transaction. And that's, you know, that is really difficult for people to do. It's just hard to come up with all that cash, and then they feel like they're priced out of the home market and they can never own their own home. Well, like, and I don't want to make it a commercial about Jefferson Financial, but yesterday I was talking to the head lender. It's like, what are we doing with the down payments? If you don't want to have private mortgage insurance, you come in with the 20% down. But at least for us, and I just wanted to speak for us as a lender, us meaning Jefferson Financial, we will take as little as 5% down for a home purchase. Then that's more realistic for people. And okay, you say, well, all right, my $400,000 house, 10% is $40,000, 5% is $20,000. That's a far cry from the 80 that most lenders will demand. And I surveyed a couple of lenders, banks, and it they were said, no, we just take the 20% down. We want what's called, what the government was calling, a qualified mortgage. They want more money down. They want the borrower to have far more skin in the game by putting all that money at the table. I mean, that's just a lot of money. For the person that wants the million-dollar home, imagine coming in with, you know, $200,000 to put down plus any other costs. So it's shopping around definitely pays. You could use the calculators on the credit union's website, free and open to the public. You don't have to establish login or anything else. But you can play with some of those down payments and what some of the numbers are against your income. And then you could have an accurate calculation of what that payment might be before you talk to anybody, before you call anybody. And you don't necessarily just have to focus on the credit union. That's great if you do. But if you're looking at other lenders, that pays off. I'll also go to bankrate.com. They seem to showcase some of the lowest interest rates in the country. For those that don't mind shopping for big ticket items like homes, the loans, that is, that are on out-of-town lenders, they have one this morning for 5.8. So that is a significant rate different from what Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac is quoting as a national average. I mean, 6.76 is a good rate, but 5.8 beats it for obvious reasons. And it means it is so meaningful when you move that just a few basis points of what that payment would be by the time you finish your calculation. You just need to see it really before you start your shopping, and you're informed.
Mark, you know, 20%, I don't know.
That's so much money.
That's crazy. If you could buy a $400,000 house, you're talking about $80,000 unencumbered cash that you have to put down, right?
At the table. That's exactly. Wire it in advance. They would prefer that because, you know, checks are checks.
Right.
So a lot of the, you know, the closing agents say, oh, yeah, go ahead. Here's a wiring instructions. I'll take you 80 as soon as you can get it. And as soon as we receive it, then we'll start the paperwork and get the party started. So, I mean, it's just so much money. I wonder why people are saying, well, you know, I can't have this qualified mortgage. That, incidentally, got installed after the credit crisis where we had, you know, a lot of lenders made a mess out of the industry and everybody else is paying for it. Imagine that. But it was, you know, you come in with 3 to 5% down and you would have lenders who are willing to lend. We will lend at 5% down. You got to get the private mortgage insurance, but that's a so little compared to what a 20% in cash down payment would be. And you just shop a little bit, and it's very meaningful to the borrower, that's for sure.
1 week, we're going to talk about Frannie Mae and Fannie and Freddie and all that stuff and what they do, because I think some people are confused about that. Thank you, Mark. Have a great weekend. Valuable information, as always. We'll take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street Monday, even though it's Lundy Graw here, not on Wall Street, with Monday Morning Markets with Mark. This was Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Managing your money, go to jeffersonfinancial.org. Check out those calculators. Absolutely free. No information needed. Nothing like that. 7:55, 5 till 8 traffic now, WWL.